USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The mayor of Surfside, Florida, says he's trying to get an inspection of the condo building next door to the collapsed Champlain Tower South done. Mayor Charles Burkett said Saturday that he's working to arrange an emergency inspection of the tower identical to the building that partially collapsed on Thursday morning. Burkett said he wasn't ready to order an evacuation of the building, but announced that FEMA has agreed to pay for temporary lodging for residents who wish to leave. Five people are confirmed dead and more than 150 people remain unaccounted for after Thursday's collapse. And Great Britain's health minister has resigned after being caught breaking COVID protocols. Matt Hancock, who has led his country's response to coronavirus, resigned Saturday after admitting and apologizing for breaking social distancing rules. He was caught on camera kissing a senior aide at the Department of Health before COVID rules were eased to allow physical contact with those outside one's household. Hancock was also allegedly having an affair with that aide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Justice announced a lawsuit Friday against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote, but Georgia's Secretary of State disagrees. Brad Raffensperger tells Fox News that the law included things like voter ID that President Biden has supported in the past.
But in 2002, President Biden, when he was a senator, voted for the Help America Vote Act, which required if you showed up, which you registered by mail, and then you showed up to vote, you had to show photo ID. And that's in effect what we've done with absentee voting. We've gone to a measure that's very objective with driver's license number. It's what's being currently used in Minnesota. Democrats love it up there. It should be something that is just accepted, that is very objective. It's being used in red states and blue states. So it's good, solid election reform measures that we put in place in Georgia.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vice President Kamala Harris visited the southern border Friday, where she faced criticism for her comments on the origin of the border crisis. Brad Bernards reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris was the recipient of sharp criticism Friday following her border press conference, in which she blamed the Trump administration for the migrant crisis taking place there.
And as you know, we inherited a tough situation. In fact, right here in El Paso was the launch of the child separation policy. You saw it as it rolled out on the ground in real time. We have looked at a system where people have been housed in inhumane conditions over the last many years, an asylum system that has been broken and that needs to be reconstructed. And in 5 months, we've made progress, but there's still much more work to be done. But we've made progress.
Harris praised the Biden administration for work she claimed has alleviated the crisis. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And multiple riders were injured in a massive crash during the first stage of this year's Tour de France, caused by a fan's sign. The spectator extended her sign into the roadway in front of Germany's Tony Martin about 27 miles before the finish line of Saturday's Stage 1. Martin crashed after hitting the sign, causing a massive pileup behind him. At least one rider was forced to withdraw from the race because of his injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.